From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Poet Jo McDougall grew up in a farming community in the Arkansas Delta. She has published 5 poetry books and 1 memoir and has taught at universities in Arkansas and in Kansas. In the Home of the Famous Dead is her book of collected poems, and it's out now from the University of Arkansas Press. I recently spoke with McDougall about her life and work.
So you're born in DeWitt, grew up on a rice farm. Tell me what that was like.
Well, I think whatever landscape you grow up in is the one that sticks with you forever. And the rice farming was a great part of my life. I grew up on one. Then I married a rice farmer, Charles. Being on a farm like that and in the Delta, it's flat. It has to be so you can grow rice. Although you can grow rice on hilly land, it's easier if it's on flat because it has to be watered during its growing season, and you don't have to have as many levees. Fields. Driving the interstate from Little Rock to Conway, I see rice growing in the fields. It is green as creme de menthe. The levees are dark chocolate. I want to stuff the fields into my mouth. That flat world, you could see the sunsets and the sunrises very easily. You could see the moon hauling itself up in the evening. You could hear the sounds, crickets and the mosquitoes, which you did not want to hear. Farm wife. In this drought, pole beans will cycle early. One day as she is driving to town alone, the car dies on the highway. The sounds of passing cars are like the sounds children make of the sounds of cars. Her husband withers like the wheat. He's been in town since yesterday, drinking down the smell of dead cows. There were people, there were all kinds of people that I was associated with. There were the men who worked for my father, and they were wonderful people because they had great stories to tell. And they liked me as a child, so they would tell me stories. At that time, my father used transient workers because it was labor intensive then. So they were, had to have a lot of men to work at harvest. Then I'd go in town with my father to the bank and to the machinery stores, and I would meet different kinds of people there, so that without knowing it, my destiny was being set.
And that region strikes me as one where storytelling as a pastime is very prevalent. Did you learn much about the art of storytelling?
Well, I didn't know it, of course, but I wasn't. I didn't understand the art of storytelling that is associated with the South until I moved to Kansas. And then I realized in conversations with the Kansas folk, if they asked me a question like, what did you do today? Instead of saying directly what I did, I would start out with a story. Well, I went to the store, and you'll never believe what happened. I ran into X. So I would never get around to answering the question, which is a very Southern thing. And the story could be very, very simple, like just an anecdote about what happened when you went to the store. Rooms. Whenever I see someone loading a car with a Walkman, baskets, a rolled rug, I think of what is left in the rooms where people I have never met argue or eat or pull on their socks. Blindfolded, I could walk you through those rooms. I could find, if I needed to, a needle I used once, fallen between the boards. In the South, we like to celebrate people who are really different. What O'Connor and Welty made famous, the grotesque, which are really people who are on the outside of what we call normal society. After supper, she liked the anger in her husband's eyes, that moment of danger as she hurled the vase. The vase fell childlike, fragile as prayer or dusk as it waits to enter the tall grass. Then the noise, bright and upright as pain. When her husband spoke into the silence, the way he always did, she knew her lines. The ones we get used to seeing in small towns who have a past, who have something wrong with them, who are a little bit off. Well, we celebrate them in our work.
Joe McDougall will be appearing at the Arkansas Literary Festival this Saturday. Information on her upcoming readings is posted on our website, kuar.org.